Welcome back, everybody, to the 11th episode of Talking Tall. We are here live. It is December 6th. We're back in the studio, ready to roll. We got a very special guest today. Local guy, basketball player, stud, Matt Morrow. Plays at Nicholls College. First-time guest, so we're excited to have him on. Got a good interview planned. We got a lot of good things to talk about.
Yep.
You ready to get rolling?
Let's get rolling.
Let's go. As Marco said, we have another first-time guest back with the 11th episode.
Yeah.
So, just gonna get right into it.
Let's get right into it. Actually, no. We got a few things to hit before we get into the show. So earlier today, Jake Boucher has his own podcast. It's called the Jake Boucher Show. He was nice enough to have me on there. He interviewed me, and I talk a lot about the start of Talking Tall, what we're planning for the future. So you guys would definitely want to go check that out. Show Jake some love. Follow his podcast. He posts a lot. He's got a lot of good content.
YouTube videos too.
YouTube, yeah. So definitely go check that out.
Great content.
Also, we launched our merch. A lot of you guys saw that who follow us on Twitter, follow me on Snapchat. So we got three designs out on my account. But if you're going to order any of the merch and you want to receive it before Christmas, you have to order it by December 11th. So you guys have pretty much 4 days to order if you want to receive it by Christmas, if you want to get a Christmas gift. I know I'm probably going to get everyone in my family a Talking Tall shirt for Christmas.
Great idea.
I honestly can't think of a better present to get your family members than a Talking Tall shirt.
Yep.
They're actually a huge sale right now. There's the entire website, it's like 30% off. So I think the t-shirts are going for like $14. So you guys are definitely going to want to hop on that ASAP.
Oh, yeah. The designs are fire. Shout out to Marco for making those designs.
Yeah, we're really gonna try to come out with a lot of designs. Maybe like even like our own little brand, like Tall Guy Clothes, maybe we'll call it. I'm just gonna keep busting out designs. So yeah, if you guys like it, let us know. We'd love to hear all your feedback. Another thing I want to touch on is an Instagram page that we will be launching soon.
Yep. We'll be able to post if you receive Talking Tall merch or you buy it on your own, send us in pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll post you on there. And Braden, I know you're listening. Yep. We'll get you that shirt.
Yeah, we'll finally get Braden that shirt. I already talked to him about what he wanted. So yeah, we'll definitely do that. So yeah, Instagram page. We'll be doing some giveaways, some Instagram live giveaways. Really, starting an Instagram, we got a bunch of stuff coming.
Yeah,
so.
We took a little bit of a break. Basketball started.
Yeah.
Been grinding out in school, but now we're ready.
We're back for season two. We finished season one through the first 10 episodes. And we hit through the first 10 episodes, we hit 1,200 streams through 10 episodes, which is huge. Thank you, guys. It's all you getting us there. So our goal by episode 20, I mean, we should be well over 2,000.
Yeah.
You get to 2,500, that would be unreal.
One of my history teachers actually subscribed, gave us 5 stars.
Really?
Yep.
Mr. D?
No.
Which one?
Ms. Zuka. She's new.
Really?
Yeah.
She listens?
I got her to listen, yeah.
That's huge. Yes, yeah. Tell your teachers. Talking Tall for teachers, too.
Yep.
That's actually our target audience, teachers.
Yep. So, you ready to get into it? We good with that intro?
Yeah, that's about all we got for the... just the update on what's going on in our lives and what's going on with Talking Tall. So yeah, what do we got?
First thing, we got the NFL update. So let's get right into that. You want to start us off?
Yeah, Patriots, they're an absolute wagon, as we say every single time. There's really no stopping us. We beat the Vikings handedly, supposedly one of the top teams in the NFC. Give me a break.
Yeah.
One concern, though, I don't know what's wrong with Gronk.
Yeah, he's just been off and on.
He's a shell of himself, it looks like. It's. I'm not too concerned about it, because even, like, this Gronk that we have right now is a top five tight end in the league.
Yeah.
But he just plays such a major role in our offense that I think I'm confident that he'll be able to step it up in the coming weeks leading into the playoffs, because we're going to need him if we're going to want to make a run.
Yeah. That's for sure.
What do you got in the Patriots? Have you been watching the games?
I've mostly been listening, because the last two games I've been in the car for, so I tune in on the radio.
Yeah.
Just been listening. But, yeah, we're definitely going to need Gronk to come back to 100%.
Yeah. So, is Blake Bortles dead? This is just blowing my mind. This entire season... Jaguars season has just blown my mind. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, like when I saw them in the AFC Finals last year, even though we won, I thought they were going to be a great team this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone had high expectations for them.
I thought they were going to be a huge competition for us in the AFC, in our conference. But
we're big Blake Bortles guys, and seeing him get benched like this is just absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight. That game against the Jaguars Colts last week, final score was 6-0. That was the most disgusting football I've ever seen in my entire life. Especially because I had the Colts +2, which obviously didn't hit because the Colts put up 0 points. We need to get Andrew Luck out of here. Send that guy to the moon. I don't want to see him anymore. I'm sick of him. Get him out of the league. I'm done with Andrew Luck. Get him out of here. I'm done with him. You want to get on to the next topic?
Yeah, so how legit are the Titans and the Chargers?
Titans?
The Titans and the Chargers, yeah.
I think the Titans...
The Texans.
Well, we'll talk about the Titans, too. I think the Titans, like, they're just one of those teams that are just going to make the playoffs. Or they'll either make the playoffs and lose first round, or they'll like be, like, the first team out. They're just one of those teams. They got a really good defense, but... they're just not going to bring it together. On the other hand, the Texans and the Chargers, I'm very worried about.
Yeah. What did the Texans start? 0-2?
I think 0-2, yeah, and they've won.
Oh, or maybe 0-3.
I think it was... No, because they're 9-2 right now, I
believe. 9-2? And then they have not lost since?
Yeah, and Big Cat said...
he's going to lose his pinky.
Yeah, he'll cut off his pinky if they win the Super Bowl after they start at 0-2. Put the dun chain on him in week two, which was a fatal mistake.
Yeah.
Texans are legit. Deshaun Watson's coming back into his own. Their defense is unreal. And same thing with the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers just went into Pittsburgh, had that insane second half comeback, beat them in Pittsburgh, which really just shows that the Chargers are legit. Phillip Rivers is in his bag this year. I don't think there's anyone that's going to stop them, but I definitely would not want to run into the Chargers or the Texans. I'd rather run into the Chiefs, honestly, than the Chargers or the Texans, just because of their horrible defense and Patrick Mahomes being a young quarterback. I don't think they're ready for it this year. They'll get bounced first, second round easy, I think. I think we got... you want to give Cranny a call? Cranny said he had a Packers head coach vacancy update.
Yeah, let's give him a call for sure.
For anyone that lives under a rock, the Packers head coach Mike McCarthy got fired. And here's Cranny. Cranny, do you have a update on what's going to happen with the Packers head coach job?
Yeah. So inside word from a few sources tells me that they cryogenically froze Vince Lombardi when he died.
Okay.
And they're going to unfreeze him, and hopefully the undead Vince Lombardi will get the Packers where they need to go.
You think he'll take over before the end of the season, or he'll take over next year?
I'm thinking it's before the end of the season. Who's the interim guy? Philbin?
Yeah, Philbin.
Yeah, he's dust.
Yeah, get him out of there. Send him to the moon.
We need Vince Lombardi ASAP. Aaron Rodgers needs Vince Lombardi.
I was just wondering, do you think there's any chance Ty Lue changes his platform and maybe gets a job in the NFL, maybe takes over the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, anything's possible with this Browns front office. Wouldn't surprise me if they gave me a shout for coach, honestly.
Does Ty Lue have a Twitter?
No way.
I hope so.
Actually, I think he does.
So. Do you think it says, like, still says head coach of the Cavaliers? Do you think he knows?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I don't think he can set up a Twitter, to be totally honest.
I think someone set it up for him, so it's still like set up as if he's the coach.
I think JR probably set it up for him.
Yeah.
That was one of JR's burners was Tyler's account.
Is JR playing in the NBA yet or what?
I was just about to ask you that. I need a JR Smith update because I don't know what's going on with that guy.
All right. I just got off the phone. Turns out JR is just simply out of the league. Like I said, JR Smith is out of the league. I want it here. You heard it here first on Talking Tall. What was it, 2 episodes ago?
Yeah, you actually did predict that. That's actually funny.
JR Smith out of the league. Look, we're here just a few episodes later, and it's come true. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I got sources.
That's incredible. J.R. Smith is just not in the league anymore, and I don't think anyone realizes it.
I think
nobody realizes. Nobody even cares.
I could see if this John Wall trade doesn't go through for the Lakers, I could see LeBron pulling a few strings and getting Lonzo out of there and bringing in J.R.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Lonzo Ball is never gonna leave the Lakers.
They just offered to trade him.
His number's going up in the rafters.
Wow.
100%.
I agree with that.
Throw the bag on that.
I don't think they would ever trade. I don't know what would happen. I think LeVar would just turn to dust if they traded him out of LA.
Do you think LeVar would just become...
LeVar definitely wouldn't make it through
would
that.
Would he just become LeBron's dad and stay with the Lakers?
No, because LeBron is dad. LeBron, yeah. LeBron is LeVar's dad.
Yeah. So LeBron is Lonzo's grandpa.
Exactly.
Is this the first time a grandfather and a grandson have played in the same NBA team?
No, it has to be, yeah.
Great question, Gino. That's a great question. I think we're going to have to go to ESPN's stats and info for that one.
This is a sabermetric.
Yeah, it's a good sabermetric.
I'm going to go with yeah.
A father and son played on the same team before, Delonte West and LeBron.
That's true.
Back in the day. People forget about that.
People forget. We can't let them, though.
All right, Cranny, you got anything else for us before we let you go?
No, other than, just unsubscribe, resubscribe, maybe unsubscribe twice more and then resubscribe again.
Yeah.
Rate 5 stars. Let's get follow the Twitter.
Buy the merch.
Talking Tall. Buy the merch, yep.
But merch is out. Merch is hot. It's going like fucking hotcakes. If you're not wearing Talking Tall merch, who are you? What are you doing?
Yep.
Get yourself some goddamn merch.
And make sure to credit Jake Cranston when Vince Lombardi makes his head coaching debut in Green Bay.
Yes, please credit Jake Cranston featuring Talking Tall, because yes. that's how we get the word out here. We're Talking Tall. We're fucking newsbreakers.
Yeah.
You heard it with JR, you're going to hear it with Vince. Rip Vince.
But he's back.
All right, peace out, boys.
See you, Cranny.
Peace out.
All right, everybody, moving right along. We're going to get right into this interview. We are here live. We have Matt Morrow, Nichols Center, on the phone right now. Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
What's up, guys? Big fan of the show. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Gino, let's get right into the questions.
Yeah, you want me to go first?
With the honorary first question.
All right, here we go. So first question, how tall are you?
On a good day, I'm going to go with 6'8".
6'8".
How tall is Kevin Durkin again?
I think Kevin's like 6'9". So you're the second tallest guest in Talking Tall history. How does that make you feel?
Really? I'm pretty honored about that, actually. I've been listening to the show for a while now, and yeah. That's how it's that.
Well, considering your competition was like Tyler and Sam Dion, and they're like 4 feet, so...
Oh, yes, that's not really competition, but...
All right, have you ever been on a podcast before?
No, I haven't, actually.
So, welcome to the podcast life. Do you just want to maybe thank us?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. All right, Gino?
So, I want to hear about the transition this year with a new head coach.
The new head coach. It started off, I was very skeptical with the whole thing. But as time went on, I started to like him more and more, and he's definitely a great guy. He definitely knows his stuff, and our team's doing very well right now. We're starting off 7-0, so.
Yep, so I know you're a humble guy, you're not into the numbers, but we're actually huge stat guys, so I'm just going to rattle off a couple stats just to talk about Nichols. So you guys are 7-0 this year. outscoring opponents 652-500, and you guys have scored over 80 points in every single game. So it looks like you guys have been killing it to start the season. You guys are definitely settling in with the new head coach. Am I wrong? Ooh, voice crack.
Puberty. No, you're definitely right on that. We've played some very tough games. We've also had a couple, I wouldn't say freebies, but...
Yeah.
But, no, definitely you started off good. The new coach is doing well, and we're on a groove right now.
Yeah, so what's like the major difference from last year's team to this year's team? I know you guys made a good run last year, and you guys are poised to make another run this year. Is there any like major differences that you guys have changed your style of play?
I wouldn't say there's major differences. It's very similar to the offense we had last year. But we're definitely, all the guys are bought in, from the best player to the last guy. That's definitely a huge thing this year that I noticed.
Yeah. So I just want to talk about your stats a little bit. We got those pulled up here. You're shooting 70% from the field, which is very efficient, I'd have to say, for myself.
Yeah, that's great.
But you're 0-for-1 from the three-point line. Do you just want to talk about that?
Yeah. I'm known to be a good shooter, but Nichols, they don't really trust me too much, but I'm not going to downgrade that. But if I'm open, I'm going to take a shot. I've always been a fan of that, but it was an in and out shot and just didn't go my way, but it's not going to stop me if I see another good look.
It's not going to stop you from pulling up. So moving on, you're 6-for-12 from the free throw line. You just want to talk about that. Maybe we can give you some pointers, get that percentage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been a big topic this year for me.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on Tyler's story. Took a little jab at your free throws.
Yeah, it's just not going my way. The shots are feeling good coming off my hands. It's just they're not going in. I don't know what to say other than that.
Tall guys versus free throws, tale as old as time. I don't know what it is. I mean, we're closer to the hoop. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. You want to take it away with the next question?
Yeah, would you say you have a better post game than Post Malone?
That's a very good question. Post Malone's one of my favorite artists out there, so I don't really want to rash him too much, but I would say so.
Yeah, let's word this a little differently. If Post Malone's guarding you in the post and vice versa, who wins?
I'm definitely taking Post to school, but I don't know. He could be a hidden stud.
Yeah,
I don't much film on him.
Post kind of strikes me as one of those guys who's gonna get those little pinches in. He's a dirty player in the post. Definitely a scrappy guy, but I think you could take him definitely. I don't think he lives up to his name, Post Malone.
Yeah.
In the post.
I don't even know if he played basketball.
That's dust. All right. My next question: with such a star-studded roster at Nichols, you guys got Marcos, and what's the other guy's name? The other guard.
Deontay.
Those are both unreal players. Just want to talk about how you settled into your role on this team.
Yeah, I definitely knew my role coming in, but I wasn't going to be the main option right away. So I'm just finding a way to do like the little things: that's taking charges, rebounding, getting them open shots. Just knowing my role.
Yep. Love to hear that. Every coach loves to hear that.
Mm-hmm. So how does it feel to be recognized as the CCC Player of the Week?
It's truly an honor. I would thank my teammates for that one because they put me in the right place. It's pretty easy making layups when you have the two best guards basically in the conference.
Mm-hmm.
But,
much it. You had a 20-point, 20-rebound game against Endicott, right, to get this award?
Yeah.
That's awesome. We'd like to be the first podcast to officially congratulate you on winning the CCC Player of the Week.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right. So I just want to go back to your high school days. Why did you choose Nichols College coming out of high school, and what other schools did you consider going to?
I knew I was going to Nichols all along.
Really?
My uncle basically didn't force me, but he was always in my ear about going there because he was very good friends with Coach Glenn, and I just went to a bunch of the games since my junior year, and I knew I was going to go there.
Oh, it's right down the road from Leicester, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so nice and local. Mm-hmm. Gino, you got another one?
Yeah, talk about your matchup this weekend against our good friend Mike Raposa.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a good matchup for our team. But I'm very excited to see another big man, because we haven't really played a good, solid big this far. That's like Raposa, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, you guys definitely have seen both of you play. You guys have pretty similar games. Have you ever played against Posey before?
Yes, I did, actually, in the Clark tournament my sophomore year.
How'd that go?
I don't like to talk about that too much, but it was definitely a good game. Shepard was a good team.
Yeah. Posey always ate me alive in high school. I don't like talking about it.
Yeah, he was a good player in high school.
He's a good kid, good player. He's something else.
Speaking of Shepherd Hill, I'm going out there tomorrow for our first season opener.
Oh, you want to set the spread for that game?
As both of you guys.
No, I don't think you're allowed to set a spread. I think you might.
No, but I was just gonna put some insight into it.
Oh, can I set the spread real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Quabbin by a million tomorrow at Shepherd Hill. Hammer that line.
Anybody who knows Shepherd Hill, that's a deadly place to play.
Yeah.
I played JV there last year, and just watching the varsity game from the sidelines was terrifying.
Oh, yeah, that's not an easy place to play.
I'm sure.
A good fan section. Yeah. I'm sure Maddie knows that.
Yeah.
Did you ever play against Posey in high school, or just other than the Clark?
Yeah, I did when I was a freshman. I went to Shepherd Hill, and yeah, like you guys said, it's definitely a hostile environment there.
Yeah.
It's not an easy place to play.
One of the toughest in Central Mass. All right, I got one more question before we get into part two of the interview. Can you just give us a rundown on what exactly happened at Fitchburg State?
So it was about the... I was talking to the top, but it was definitely a good game. They were a good team, and I had no clue that was going to happen, but I knew something was fishy at the beginning of the game when I was shaking everyone's hand, and K1 was like the only one not to shake mine. So I knew it was definitely going to be a chippy game, but I did not think it was going to get that far.
Yeah.
That brutal. But no one on my team really saw what happened until after the game. So
were you on the floor when that happened?
Yeah, I was. You can see me at the bottom of the screen. Me and Marcos were talking to the referee. We're just basically asking, like, what happened, like, what are we going to do, just to make sure everything was good.
Yeah, and you can tell Nate's, like, he gets up and he's like, did anyone just see that? Like, that was the most insane play I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was definitely I'm going to say a dirty play, but it's a tough kid, so...
Yeah.
He got up right away, and he wanted to move on. He hit both free throws off the technical, and we were back in the game.
And did they count that three-pointer?
Yes, they did. That was a five-point play.
Five-point play for the kid after getting elbowed in the face. That's insane. All right, so we're going to move to the second part of the interview. This is more lighthearted stuff. We're going to talk some NBA. Gino, actually, no, I'll take it away. Who's the GOAT, LeBron or Kobe?
Overall, like a career or just player-wise?
Player-wise.
I'm going to go with LeBron.
LeBron? Yeah, we're big LeBron guys, so we agree with that.
All right, I'm going to take away with the next question. In terms of wings, do you like them boneless or boned?
Ooh, that's a great question, because for dinner I had boneless tonight, so I'm going to go with boneless.
Boneless?
Okay. Yeah.
You don't like getting the hands dirty?
I do, but definitely the flavor and the boneless.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree with boneless.
Okay. I mean, I can see both sides of it. I'm more of a bone-in guy, but okay. All right, who's the best player in the world right now?
The best player is definitely LeBron James, but I'm going to go with the best scorer right now is Kevin Durant.
Okay, I like that.
I like that,
Yeah, I can respect that.
All right, staying on the topic of wings, barbecue or buffalo?
Barbecue, no question.
Oh, yeah.
Disagree?
Yeah. I'm a huge barbecue guy.
I'm a big Buffalo guy. What's your favorite NBA team and what's your favorite college team?
My favorite NBA team is definitely the Boston Celtics. Yep. I've watched them since kid. Just the best city in the world.
Absolutely.
And my favorite college team would have to be probably Duke, just because how entertaining they've been in the past few years.
Ooh.
And they always find a way to show out.
Yeah, how much do you think Zion's making this year?
How much do you think Zion? Yeah. I don't know too much about that, but he's definitely a stud for sure.
Probably six digits?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Something like that.
When you get your wings, are you a 6 or a 12 piece guy?
My friends call me Matty 4 piece, so I'm gonna go with 6 piece for sure.
Matty 4 piece, what, like, as in like 4 piece chicken nuggets at McDonald's?
Yeah. Like if I go to McDonald's, like they expect me to get like a
4
piece chicken nugget.
I like it.
I love that. All right, who's your favorite player of all time?
My favorite player of all time? Great question. I'm going to go with... that is tough. I think we've got too much in depth. I'm going to go with...
What about your favorite active player?
Paul Pierce for now?
Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce is my childhood, so okay. I'm going to stick with the truth.
I like that.
Yeah.
Staying local.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like to dip your wings, or do you like to just pour the sauce right on top?
I love the wings question, but I'm going to go with definitely dipping it in if I get a nice side of ranch. It's always a good touch.
That's big.
Are you one of those ranch guys that's anti-blue cheese, or will you mix it up with blue cheese sometimes?
I will never touch blue cheese in my life.
Wow.
Okay, I'm a huge fan of blue cheese, so that kind of hurts.
Most of the time, I won't even ask what it is. I'll just dip, because it doesn't matter.
that's a tall guy move. You just dip. It could be white paint.
Could be mayonnaise.
Yeah. Alright, is it ever acceptable to eat pizza with a fork and knife?
I've done that maybe once or twice in my life, but I wouldn't rash anyone that wanted. I just don't think it's a normal thing to do.
Yeah, I think if you're going for like those meat lovers pizzas where they load it up, I think going with a fork and knife is definitely acceptable, but if you're a real savage, you're going to go in with your hands regardless.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this kind of ties in with that one, but this is just about wings. Are you a finger or a fork guy? You just go in with your hands?
I'm going to go with a fork guy because I like the boneless and, I like to stay clean.
Yeah.
I respect that.
I agree.
All right. Are you a coffee drinker?
No, I'm not a coffee drinker. Maybe when I'm older, but for now, I'm staying away from the coffee. So I get my height.
That's how he's so tall, everybody.
So do you ever go to Dunkin' Donuts for anything?
Yeah, I do.
All right. So you're at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru. Give me your order right now.
My order would be... Give me a small strawberry colada, sausage, egg, and cheese on a English muffin toasted.
Ooh,
all right.
And get me some hash browns in there.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love the hash. You always got to add the hash browns.
Yeah.
That's such a veteran move.
But I lock the hash browns in my lineup all the time. Yeah. That's a must.
So we kind of talked about this in the first half of the interview, but do you have the green light from the 3-point line?
I would like to say I do, but in reality I don't.
So you take a three, and it goes in and out like you said, and coach calls a timeout. What does he say to you? Does he say like that's a good shot, or does he say that don't take that again?
He would definitely say move the ball more. We can get a better shot out of that. But if I make it, I mean you can't really say too much.
Yeah,
but I'm definitely going to shoot it in a moment, yeah.
Listen, Maddie, if I'm the coach, I'm giving you the green light the moment we cross half court. There's no two ways about it. In that Becker League, you shot like over 50% from three.
Yeah. Summer definitely had more confidence in the summer league. But shooting wise, but
yeah, you just stick to your post game.
Yeah,
and especially you're surrounded by so many shooters, so you don't really have to step out much.
Exactly.
All right, I got one more question. So, what's the best and the worst part of being a tall guy?
The best part is definitely the sports, obviously. My whole life. I mean, there's ups and downs with the sports. I mean, like, in collegiate and high school is amazing, but, like, the pickup games, like, you know, it's be that guy, like, oh, I don't want to play with him.
Yeah.
But, definitely sports for the ups. For the downs, the question, the common question every day, how tall are you?
Yeah.
The bed, the feet hanging off the bed, the ducking into the doorways.
Finding clothes and shoes.
Yeah. Oh, don't get me started on the shoes.
What size shoe are you?
16.
Gino's a 15. I'm only a 13, which is really weird. I have tiny feet.
Wow.
Because I feel like once you're over 13, then it's kind of like you're screwed.
It's not even, like, at 15, I have some room. Like, I have a decent amount of room lengthwise, but my feet are just so, like, wide. I got some flippers.
So it's probably pretty often that, like, you're looking for a shoe, but you just can't find it in your size.
Yeah, the finding the shoe size is tough. I have to order all mine online.
Yep.
Can't go.
And the pants are absolutely brutal. I have yet to find a pair of jeans in my entire life that have fit me good.
Never been a jean guy.
It's insane.
I've never been a jean guy either.
Even sweatpants though, like most of my sweatpants, it looks like I'm ready for a flood. They're over my ankles. It's insane. All right, Gino, you got any more questions?
I don't think so. No.
I think I'm all set. Matt, you got any questions for us?
No, thank you for having me. I'm definitely going to be keep watching your guys' stuff and promote you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Actually, we each have one more question.
Yeah, I just... you want to go ahead first?
Yeah. You think you're taller than me?
I would like to say so, but we're definitely going to need a solid measure.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to go back-to-back, old school style.
Yeah, and just end it off. Think you're taller than me?
Like I said, we're definitely gonna need a solid measure.
We're gonna have to post.
We'll
that
get him
online.
In the studio.
Yeah, we'll get Maddie in the studio. We'll do a live back to back, and we'll let the Talkin' Tall fans be the judge of who's
Instagram,
taller.
Instagram live,
maybe, make it happen. All right, Maddie, thank you for coming on. We'll definitely get you back on towards the end of the season. We'll check in, see how you're doing. Good luck, and we're gonna try to catch a game for sure.
Awesome, thank you.
See you later, Maddie.
That was our interview with Maddie.
That was a good interview.
It was solid.
All right, what do we got? Moving on?
Yeah, moving on.
All right, next up, we got a short seat, tall throne for you guys. We haven't done this in a while. We're due. You want to take it away with your short seat?
Yeah, I'll take it away. So my short seat is the weather. So obviously, it's getting colder.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets colder, you need snow. I cannot stand when it is freezing like this and there's no snow. Because then you have to deal with the weather without the possibility of a snow day or something like that.
Yeah, that's definitely a being in school thing. I'm not in school right now, so it doesn't really affect me. But, I mean, I guess I agree. I like when there's snow and you just get to stay home all day and there's no one on the roads. There's nothing better than a good snow day.
Yeah.
So my short seat is shorts. Get your shorts out of here. It's cold. Don't be that guy walking around in shorts.
Yeah.
You're a maniac if you do that. That's just not the guy you want to be. It's the guy that's walking around when it's -5 in your shorts saying, oh, it's not that cold. No, get out of here.
People might think that's a tall move. Like, oh, he doesn't even care about the weather. But a real tall move is just accepting that it's cold and you want to be comfortable.
Yeah, get your shorts, put them in a bin, throw them in the attic, get them out of here.
Send them to the moon.
Yep, send them to the moon. I don't want to see your shorts. Get them out of here.
Yeah.
What's your tall throne?
My tall throne is Christmas movies. So it's that time of year, less than 20 days till Christmas.
That's crazy.
And exactly 20 days till my birthday.
Ooh.
Humble brag.
Ooh.
So Christmas movies are so back. The Hallmark movies, you love seeing them just on TV. Don't have to go out and buy them or anything. Just gonna throw out some honorable mentions. You wanna give some of your favorite Christmas movies?
Yeah. What's your number one?
Number one, I have to say is Elf.
Yeah, that's very basic of you, but I mean, how you can't hate on Elf.
It just,
no matter how many times you've seen it.
Yeah, Elf is up there. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, definitely one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Classic. What else you got?
You're missing
a major one.
Christmas Vacation.
Uh huh.
Is that the one you're thinking of?
That's the goat. That's my number one.
That's your number one.
Best Christmas movie ever.
That's my top three.
Top three for me, we're going Home Alone.
Oh.
We're going Christmas Vacation. And we're going, I can't say Elf. You know what? We're going Elf.
Honestly.
I don't even care. We're going Elf.
I didn't even think of Home Alone as a Christmas movie just because, like, that's not the premise of it, really. But it is.
No, it is. And get out of here with your Polar Express. Get your Polar Express out of here. I don't want to see any of that.
No.
Polar Express stinks.
I don't even think I've seen Polar Express, but still, get him out of here.
I've never seen it. Get it out of here.
There's no way it's a good movie. It's about a train.
Oh, you know what? No, we forgot the greatest of all time. Christmas Story.
I've never really been big on it.
Get Elf out of here. That's my top three.
All right.
Christmas Vacation, Home Alone, Christmas Story.
I think it's kind of dust.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Marathon on Christmas morning when you just watch A Christmas Story like 14 times in a row and you just don't even care because you just ate so much food and you opened up all your presents and then you literally just lay there and you watch A Christmas Story just over and over and over.
Good. It's good maybe once a year, I say, but it just...
It's a classic.
I don't know.
It's such a classic.
Not big on it. All right, we got off topic a little bit. What's your tall throne?
My tall throne is iced coffee. Iced coffee is on the tall throne in a big way. If you're one of those guys that throws iced coffee out the window as soon as it starts to get cold, I don't know what to say to you because iced coffee is good year round. If you're a true New Englander, you'll drink iced coffee in regardless of the weather. -10, I don't care. Like, give me my medium iced blueberry regular.
Well, I mean, I don't really drink coffee, but I guess I can say I agree with this because I am a huge frozen Dunkachino guy year-round.
Yeah, and it's honestly, iced coffee is better in the winter because it doesn't get all melty and like drippy on you. It stays cold.
Yeah, that's true. I can see that.
So you gotta play the weather to your advantage.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're gonna get a hot coffee, it's just gonna be freezing cold within 5 minutes because it's so cold out. So I mean, I respect the hot coffee play.
Keep you warm.
Yeah, you just gotta switch it up. Like, I'll get hot coffee sometimes, but like, you just gotta switch it up. You can't be getting predictable with your coffee orders.
Yeah.
I don't know.
People are gonna figure it out.
Yeah, so. I don't know. If you're a real tall guy, you'll drink iced coffee no matter what the weather is.
You got anything else on shorty tall throne?
No, I got a little fired up there, so we should move on.
Yeah.
We got Fortnite.
Yeah, we got our Fortnite updates.
Season 7, baby.
Anyone who knows, season 7 came out early this morning. Yeah. I got to play a couple games earlier today. Won my second solo in the new season.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh,
that's what is that?
New
voice crack number 3 on the
new
day?
New tall throne is puberty. we're going to rewind it back. We're going to cut out that entire segment. My tall throne is puberty. Puberty's on the tall throne in a big way. We're getting taller, I think. Doesn't that mean I'm getting taller?
Probably.
I'm hitting puberty again, so, yeah. Puberty is on the tall throne.
So, anyways, back into Fortnite update. Battle Pass, obviously, it's all winter themed. It's great, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of it.
The Ice King, the tier 100 skin is super sick.
Yeah.
Super sick.
The Battle Pass is great. Creative mode is pretty cool.
Yep.
And more than all that, let's just get into what they changed in Battle Royale. So obviously the map is different.
It's bigger. Is it not?
It might be a little bigger.
I think it's bigger.
I think because it froze maybe part of the ocean a little bit, and there's a glacier now. But
yeah, because of what happened is like how the map's so curvy on the edges, like it bulges out a lot more in that corner where it's frozen. So I think the map's definitely bigger.
Yep. So
which is cool.
Let's just talk about kind of the main points they did in this. They sent Greasy to the moon.
Yeah.
They sent
Flush. Well, I mean, it's still there, though.
It's just
actually they did the opposite of sending Greasy. They sent Greasy to the center of the earth.
Yeah, they covered Greasy, so Greasy's buried.
Mm-hmm.
Fact 2's buried.
I don't get me wrong, I do not like the fact that Greasy's gone, because I'm a huge fan of Greasy Grove.
Yeah.
But the fact that like the tops of the buildings are still there,
yeah,
and like you can still go in is pretty cool.
I also same thing for Fact 2, because Fact 2 is my second favorite spot aside from Greasy, obviously.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see it. What's it like over there?
So the dance floor and the one not adjacent to it but a little to the left with the truck parked inside is still there, and then the one across from that is still there, but the other two are covered in snow. They are gonzo.
So and, I like it.
Yeah.
I'm just very, like, it's going to be weird when winter ends, or next season, whatever, and all the snow is gone, like, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, so Chair City also is now, what are we calling that, Table City, I think?
What is me and Brody agreed on?
Chair's gone. It's like a little railroad, but because it was Chair City, it kind of looks like a table now, so we're calling it Table City.
Table City, I like that. What else? We got
some vaults coming in. Clingers on the moon.
Oh, we got clingers out of here?
Yep. Double barrel out of here.
Yep. Get the double barrel out of my face. I don't want to see it ever again.
Freezers out of here.
Tell me the six shooters, Gonzo, Alonzo.
No. Nope, still there. Shockwaves out of here.
Listen.
Which is upsetting.
If you're listening to this and you get even the slightest bit of excitement when you see a six shooter on the ground, unsubscribe right now. Get out of here. I don't want to see you. The six shooter is the single worst thing that has ever happened to me in my life. I hate the six shooter. Get it out of here.
I am not a fan. I won't pick it up if I see it, but it does have, it's kind of like a cool concept for a weapon.
No, there's just nothing good about it. So I'm getting way too fired up.
Yeah.
So what are the new location names? We had Happy Hamlet.
I think it's something like that.
I think it's that.
Frosty Flights, obviously the airport, which we have not talked about. The planes, the new vehicle, which is so much fun to use.
Is it, though?
It is fun. It's so much fun.
So, how quickly can you get from one edge of the map to the other on a plane?
It's not super fast. I'd say it's really not useful. It's obviously, it's easily the fastest way to get around the map.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt about that, but it's not as fast as you might think it is. I'd say its main purpose is to escape fights, to travel to the circle, and I mean the only fighting you're really gonna do in that thing.
Wait, unless, is there like a gun in it you can shoot?
Oh yeah, if you're a passenger, you can shoot your guns, and if you're the pilot, there is a turret shooting straight forward.
Wow.
So dogfights are pretty cool in that when you're fighting with another plane. That's really the only combat you're going to get into unless you become an aerial ace pilot and you can start nailing shots on the ground. It only does 30 damage.
That's going to be me for sure.
It only does 30 damage, so it's not super overpowered. It's kind of easy to take down if they're not too far in the sky.
Yeah.
You can parachute right out of it even if it gets destroyed.
Just like with an AR, you can take it out of the sky pretty easy.
I mean, pretty. It's kind of hard to hit if it's moving, but if you're in another plane, that's really fun. Taking it out.
And you said you get to redeploy once if you get shot out.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Can you jump out of it mid-flight?
Yeah.
I like that too.
And it's so much fun to use.
All right, you talked me into liking the planes, even though I haven't used it yet.
It's fun. It's so much fun.
So we got the Happy Hamlet, which is like an old-fashioned, like Renaissance-looking town, which is pretty cool. I dropped there once.
The flights.
Yeah.
The airport.
The airport, and there's one more. I forget what it is.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
What's Shifty Shafts like? Covered in snow?
I think it's completely gone. There.
No, it's still on the map.
I think it's mostly. I think the tunnels are kind of filled in, but aside from that, I think it's kind of still there.
I hate to see that.
Big Tree, I think, might be gone.
Rip Big Tree?
I think so.
Dang.
Maybe not.
Alright, well, let us know on Twitter what you guys think of Season 7. We missed anything. I think it's pretty cool stuff. Oh yeah, I forgot. The new soundtrack absolutely slaps.
Oh, I haven't listened to
it. The new Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Can you play it right now?
Oh, actually, wait.
I want to play it right now.
Another big one is the skins. Weapon skins are huge.
Ready? I'm going to play it right now. This is horrible podcasting, but you guys need to hear this.
like it. Kind of slaps.
Song of the year?
Somebody nominate this for an Emmy?
Song of the year, I think.
I don't know. I still think that the OG remix has it beat out.
No. The festive soundtrack, song of the year. Lock it in. Here we go. All right, what else we got?
On the update? Or on the fort?
I think that's all we got on Fortnite. You want to talk some music?
Talk some music?
We haven't talked music in a while.
Yeah, so think big
couple of weeks for music.
Give me your top album that's dropped in the past month.
The past month?
Yeah.
So what do we got? We got DiCaprio 2.
Yeah.
Lil Baby dropped an album.
Yeah. Didn't Trippie drop an album?
Dropped an album. Meek Mill dropped an album.
I think Chance just dropped a couple new songs.
Chance, whatever. Tall guys don't listen to Chance.
I like Chance.
I mean, DiCaprio 2, best album, yeah. I think, for the past few weeks.
DiCaprio 2, anyone doesn't know, we're big JID guys.
Yeah, if you haven't
been on for a while.
If you've never listened to JID, go check out DiCaprio 2. He's not your traditional new school rapper. He's a real rapper.
He's got a ridiculous flow.
Yeah.
Crazy deliveries.
He's very lyrical. He's actually have talent. Not to disrespect the new school generation of rap, because I listen to a lot of their music and I like it, but this is like legitimate rap.
This is skill.
Yeah. So would you agree? Best album of the past?
Great features. He's got J. Cole. He's got Black.
Yeah.
How are we pronouncing that?
I think it's Black.
Six Black.
I mean, in my head, Black. I pronounce it Six Lack.
Yeah.
Which is just weird. I feel like everyone does that, but I think it's actually pronounced Black.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Six Black, just so people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that guy's infectious. His pipes are crazy.
I honestly think he's kind of like JID.
They're similar. They're from... Yeah.
Are they both Atlanta rappers?
Yeah, they're from the same... Like, they came up together in the rap game. They had their own, like, little label.
Were they in Spillage Village together?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Black was part of Spillage Village.
Did not know that.
People forget.
With Earth Gang?
Yep. And a couple other guys who are still, like, way underground, but... Yeah.
They're on the come up.
Yep. Yeah, so that was pretty much our little ad for... DiCaprio 2, check it out.
Alright.
Moving on. Alright guys, this concludes episode 11 of Talkin' Tall. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you to Matt Morrow for joining us.
Yep.
First time guest. We'll definitely have him back on moving forward. Expect another episode Tuesday.
Yep. This has been first episode of season 2 of Talkin' Tall.
Season 2 of Talkin' Tall. We made it through the first 10. Season 2 starts right now. Let's get back into it. This is going to be a big season. A lot of good guests. Maybe some recurring guests.
Yep.
I don't know.
It's going to be good.
Buy your merch. Follow, retweet. Spread the word. Let's go. Talking Tall. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Mama called, where the fuck you at? On the road and ain't coming back. Into my 100 stacks, make 100 racks. And that 100 racks bring a bundle back. I was blowing gas like the honey badger. J.I.D. bitch, the money snatcher. Say la vie shit, I'm coming after everybody. Don't get the bloody splatter. I'm flying, I got my niggas fly too. Shit is like buddy passes. I wanna cry cause I'm numb inside. If you wonder why, ask what's the matter. Cause I've been working hella hard. Shit ain't really working out. I've been praying to the Lord. Shit ain't really working out. I've been looking to the stars, see my head up in the clouds. Shit ain't really working out. Shit ain't really working out. Shit ain't really working out. Don't explain what is there. Shit ain't really working out. Now I got a little bread. Got my niggas working out. Damn, baby, your ass fat. I can see you working out.